Joining us now, a very special guest, one of the biggest names in pharma, not just in India, but around the world, Dr. Habil Khurakiwala. He's the founder chairperson of Wockhardt. Thanks, sir, very much for being with us. The question is this. If the government of India is seriously considering an indemnity to Pfizer and Moderna now, what stopped them from actually considering this seriously a few months back? Because we are fighting against time to vaccinate as many people as possible.
I cannot comment why government did not consider earlier, because we have never given, India has never given indemnity for vaccine all these years. But it is a practice in the United States and other Western countries for all vaccines to give indemnity, waiver, because government takes a responsibility if there is side effects of vaccine. And this situation had come about a few decades earlier, when vaccine research has gone down because of the indemnity problem. And then government take upon themselves to take that responsibility. And this is only exception for vaccine. This is not applicable to any other pharmaceutical product.
So as I understand it, if this is given, who bears the responsibility in case something goes wrong, if there's an adverse reaction? Will it, you know, the company is protected, so therefore does the government pay out somebody if they go to court?
There is a system in the US, I'm not aware of other countries, that the vaccine manufacturers pay some amount as an insurance to government for every unit of vaccine they sell. And the US government has created a fund. And from this fund, if there is any liability, government will pay to individuals or the group of people. There is also a ceiling how much government will pay per vaccine. So I think there is a law there to both protect the manufacturers as well as the consumer.
There has to be one law. If there is indemnity given to some companies, then indemnity needs to be given to others as well, at least across vaccines. So therefore, if you've got a serum institute, you know, the sources there indicating that, look, we are trying to bring in vaccines as well. We need the same standards. Is that not a fair request?
I think it is a very fair request.
Now, let's talk a little bit about Wockhardt itself and the fight against COVID. I believe you can really ramp up your production in order to manufacture vaccines here in India. Are you in talks with any of the vaccine makers at this stage to step up the numbers we need in India?
We are discussing with one company to manufacture 500 million doses of vaccine capacity per year. And we have already signed the technology transfer agreement. But we are in the process of signing the final agreement. And I think we will announce it as soon as it is done in the next few weeks.
Which company are you talking with, sir?
Because of confidentiality, I cannot mention the name of the company.
Is it one of the companies looking to enter India?
It is the company which is either approved, their products are approved or in the process of getting it.
All right. What about some of the existing vaccines? For example, Bharat Biotech needs to step up manufacturing of Covaxin. Is that also something that you are looking at?
We are not looking at that, the Bharat Biotech vaccine, because it requires a special kind of three manufacturing facilities. And because in our biotechnology complex, that will disturb our other biologicals, and therefore we've decided not to have that.
Right.
But after that specific vaccine, we have the capacity to manufacture any other vaccine which is being marketed or developed worldwide. And we can deal with number of technologies like mRNA or protein-based or vector-based technology products.
So the vaccine which you hope to announce in the next 2 weeks or so, you believe that that would be an mRNA-based vaccine?
I cannot say at this point in time what would be the basis of that technology of the vaccine, but it will be one of the three.
All right. As you can appreciate, sir, it's my job to press you for an answer on this. But I understand that you know there are confidentiality clauses. But let me rephrase that by asking: 500 million doses, you said. So, in other words, Wockhardt, in a finite period of time, if everything goes according to plan, we'll be adding to vaccine availability in our country by 500 million doses in how many months, sir?
This is annual capacity, and annual. We will be starting production sometime in October. But actually, it will take us another couple of weeks to ramp up full production.
So by December, would this vaccine, whichever vaccine it is, be out in the market?
Yes, we see, our arrangement is as a contract manufacturer arrangement with the principal innovator. So we would be supplying it to them, and they would be, it is up to them to introduce a product in India or other countries.
And what about prices, sir? Would this be competitively priced?
We have only a price agreement between us and them.
Right.
What price they will put is up to them, actually.
All right. Well, sir, this is very good news. And I hope in 2 weeks from now, the news will be even better when you actually tell us, you know, what is coming into India. We need vaccines so desperately to get to that approximately 2 billion dose mark by the end of the year. No one really knows how that's going to happen. In fact, that's my final question to you, sir. Realistically, no matter how hard somebody like you or Wockhardt tries, do you think we will get to that 2 billion dose mark which the government hopes to get to by the end of the year? How is that even going to happen?
I cannot comment on the government, but from the government, obviously, is in a close touch with the various manufacturers here. And they said they would be able to vaccinate about 1 crore people a month from July onwards. But even if there is some minor slippages, it will not be too much delayed, maybe a month, 2 months or so. And I think considering the size of population, and the enormous task both government, vaccine manufacturer, and delivery mechanism is having.
Right.
To deal, I think it is a great achievement to do it in this limited period of time.
All right, Dr. Habil Khorakewala, founder, chairperson of the Wockhardt Group. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us. Exciting times for new vaccines to be coming into the market. Hopefully, we'll have that big announcement from you very soon indeed. Thanks, sir. Thanks very much.
Pleasure talking to you.